This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is expected to keep adding jobs in 2024, but not as many as this year. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports on the economic outlook from CU's Business School.
Colorado's employment growth is expected to be 1.4% next year, down from 2.2% this year. That's according to a new report by CU economists. Higher interest rates have taken a bite out of sectors like construction and financial services that use a lot of borrowed money. That trend is expected to continue next year. The government added the most jobs of any industry this year and will add a lot next year, too. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
A second year of free online math tutoring is on the way for Colorado students. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Colorado already invested $26 million to provide math educator training and after-school tutoring resources for elementary and middle schools. Governor Jared Polis will invest an additional $3 million in federal relief money to make the online math program available next year. Just a third of students are on grade level in math, according to last spring's state tests. State officials say about 65% of schools are using the program. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The number of uninsured Coloradans is at its lowest since at least 2009. That's according to a new report from the Colorado Health Institute. The annual survey of 10,000 households found 4.6% of the state is without health insurance. Uninsured rates were highest in western Colorado. Grand Junction has highs near 50 this afternoon. In Denver, close to 60. This is CPR News.